Dreaming of Bukowski. This is kind of hot off the press. Bukowski's my, you know, I like him to a point. And this is a dream. I have crazy dreams. It's like going to the movies almost every night, and I hope it lasts for eternity. Anyway, I woke this morning, and I was connected at the hip with that old bastard Charles Bukowski. We were sitting in some shit bar drinking beer. I couldn't believe it. We were twins connected at the hip, me and that ignorant motherfucker who kept pulling me, and I kept turning him and spinning him, his obnoxious laugh and nasty yellow teeth, his breath stunk, purple eggs, cigarette smoke, and we were discussing Sherwood Anderson. What little I knew. And to tell you the truth, he didn't know much more than much. He didn't know that much more. Of course, he mentioned Fonte, and I thought he was really full of shit and didn't really know Fonte, but he did steal from him. But I knew all good authors are thieves. Some are petty thieves. Some rob gas stations, and some are bank robbers. Some are second-story men, and others beat old ladies up and snatch purses and toss bingo chips into a bent-up garbage can in some stinking alley, hiding from the cops like rats, and others are slick like cat burglars, robbing great art from famous French museums, Michelangelo's and Van Gogh's, Monet's, and listening to Mozart, while others hide in basements listening to heavy metal, smoking weed, drinking cheap wine while playing video games or downloading kiddie porn, and others teach at university hammering syntax and flat metaphors in the tin ears of innocence, those hunting for the unattainable. But it's all right, it's all good, it's all right to expand worlds. And I'm sitting next to this obnoxious fuck who wants to tell me all of his romps with women that wore short red dresses with fat blue vein thighs who tried to run him over, and how they would try to bury their high heel shoes into the side of his big head. And I could see a woman next to him pinching his leg with her bunion foot, slurring the words, "You're voted for shit, 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 shit." And I woke from the dream with an open book on my chest, J.D. Salinger. It's raining, and the sound of rain on the rooftop is all good.